Yeah. The fish, yeah. Pisces. So,
I forgot why we were trying to. Oh, wait. So, Tiger is Scorpio, right? So, say I'm of a type Scorpio, and she's of a type Pisces. So, a number, like 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, those are all integers, so the type is like integer. So, eights. So, the first thing we did in this class is we just. We'll talk about this more in detail later, to fill you in. But basically, there are a bunch of data types. They're integers. The one thing we have to know are integers, floats, which are just decimal numbers, and booleans, which is either true or false. So Fifi back there is talking about booleans. So she's saying if I go, that boolean is true, then Ashley go, that boolean is also true, etc. all the way down. So because it's Friday, actually, the good thing is, because we have class only until 6, whatever, basically they said, you guys don't have to do that much. They gave us the, so because it's Friday, we have some snacks. So this is why, this class, basically we do three things really well, right? We make fun of each other, which is really cool. We have fun, coding. I love it, I'm nobody mad about it. We have fun with coding. And then the third thing, we just eat whenever there are prizes available. So so that's why we're here. So by the way, you can have water. Knock yourself out. Okay, so officially, let me just do what I'm officially supposed to do. That way we can leave at any time, right? Okay? So officially, you guys are seeing my screen, okay? I am supposed to do the following. I'm supposed to take roll. But how many people are here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Perfect. Are we doing partner work today? Yeah, why not? I showed other people this, so for the two of you who aren't here, we have this script that generates partners. Yeah. So here's the code, right? Here's the code. I need to change the code. I'm teaching you the most fundamental concept of programming right now. Everybody listen carefully. The fundamental concept of programming is do not program your own code. You find code that works and change it the way you need to. Now, that doesn't mean you plagiarize code, okay? That doesn't mean you plagiarize code. It means you learn from it, then you mold your own code based on it. So if you guys came to the workshop at all, and I kind of told people about this, you find the function you need, you look at the example the function is running, you copy it over, but you use it in your own code, in your own way. So that's, but for the purpose of this exercise, we're going to modify some code. So you can see there's a bunch of starting students here. This code only works when n equals 12 people. So I'm going to change myself in here and put Ming. That is advanced programming right there, guys. Advanced programming. Then we're going to pair you guys up. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
You remember who your partners are last time?
Yeah.
I cannot 100% assure you that you will not have the same partner. Did you guys get the logic of that if-then statement? Okay.
Look at double negative.
Double negative. So not exclamation mark
not
equal thing. Okay. So here we go. You guys ready? Drum roll. Okay. Alisa is going to... So just memorize this. Ashley, Elena, Zihan, Fifi. The reason you need to know this is your self-introduction requires it. So just
So memorize, everybody memorize, they know who they're with, right? It's only one person. So everybody knows who it is. Who's Ming's partner? JC. Great. Memorize next to each other. It's great. Get to know each other. Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Okay, so that's the partner, but we're not going to just hold that thing in your computer registry. We're going to get back to it, okay? I want to just do what I'm supposed to do today, which is number 5, not day 6, day 5. So day 5, because we're supposed to go early, supposed to, is actually a little bit of a shorter lecture. But it's actually really good because it doesn't teach you new concepts, so like Ming, you don't have to learn anything new today. But we need to get you going on the midterm, which everybody has just gotten started basically with. So this is the perfect time to do it. So I'm going to tell everybody again what to do for the midterm. This midterm is due Wednesday of next week. Wednesday of next week. I know it's very short, but you know, technically you could do everything in a weekend. Okay, I did my midterm in a weekend. I'm just saying, you can do this. The rest of the time is just polishing. It's just kind of like, oh, let's make that dog's ear cuter. You know, let's make those raindrops fall a little slower, you know. The rest of it really is polishing. Because the idea, the core idea of it, we as a group kind of went into excruciating detail last time. In fact, so excruciating that certain characters were killed, I think, repeatedly, over and over in our stories. Okay. Alright, so again, Text Adventure is due Wednesday. What's going to happen is on Wednesday, you're going to show each other your work, right? In the case that you're kind of not completely finished polishing, then the actual presentation to critics is on Friday. So the presentation to other people coming in is on Friday. You know, social pressure is on. Well, Wednesday is social pressure between ourselves, amongst ourselves. Friday is social pressure with, you know, quote unquote higher up people, I guess. People who are experienced creative coders, presumably. Okay, so anyway, so Wednesday is kind of the deadline, but you'll be fine, don't worry, we'll fill you in. So what is Text Adventure? What do we want you to create in this midterm? Basically, all you're using is the idea of if, then, else. So if something happens, do A, otherwise do B. That's kind of the fundamental thing. But you're going to do that in a very, tree-like manner, because you're going to keep doing if, you know, if I wear yellow shirt, then I can either wear blue pants or red pants. If I then wear blue pants, I'm going to wear either green shoes or black shoes. So if I wear yellow shirt and green pants and black shoes, then what? See what I mean? So it's just like a tree all the way down, okay? So it's also called interactive fiction. It's having a story and playing it using text. So first you need to write a story, right? So everybody here kind of had a story, at least some version of a story, but it doesn't mean that you can't kind of write it now. And then the player will actually, so you need to accept input from the player, and based on that, you choose to do one thing or the other. The very basic input is very simple. You could just press 1 or 2, A or B. So I can show you how to do that very easy. But you can also have more advanced stuff. If you guys want to do mouse, I know Zihan showed me something very fancy, you know, naked man with a question mark, you know, kind of thing. You could do that as well. Okay, so this is the basic strategy of this. So this is like the number of stages you have. I know that you guys created 3 stages already. We'll go through it maybe today, maybe next time. So if something happens, you go to 2. Like, if I go to the left door, I go to 2. If I go to the right door, I go to 3. And then once I'm at the left room or the right room, I make another choice. If I pick up the book, if I pick up the snacks, right? If I pick up the water on the table, or if I pick up the coffee, you know? So just keep going down. This is an example. Sven, we love Sven, so this is why Sven is in here. He's walking down the hall towards your direction. You see him, but you still have a few seconds before he sees you. What do? Do you wait for him to see you and say hi? Or you stand so still that he doesn't know you're there, and therefore you avoid him, right?
Was he a
T-Rex? Yeah, well, I don't want to say anything. But, yeah, okay. Next. Sven is great. I mean, I'm sure most of you know Sven. Like, he's helped me so much, too. This is just an example. Do you guys want to see this? I haven't seen this, actually. I think that's the end of the show, so... I mean, the rest of the time would just be self-introductions. And, how do I copy this? Oh, man. I'm trying. This is kind of a challenge to click on this link. Why is this so hard? Oh, because you have to... Oh, no, it won't go down there. Oh, on this link?
Yeah.
Like right here?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I see it. Oh, this is advanced stuff. Ashley, you gotta be here every day to teach us how to use the computer. Come on. No, thank you. And you're using a Mac. Oh my goodness. Getting used to the computer, the New York, everything. Okay, so let's play this. Oh. Play online, there you go. So this is kind of an example of what it may be like, a text adventure. It's taking a while. Yeah, 50-minute classes are like nothing. It's really short. But guys, have snacks. You know, like, I don't want to take it home.
Next time we give out some snacks for us, I think we should get a heads
up. So you already overdosed on snacks? Is that what you're saying? It's fine. You can never have too many snacks. I don't know what's going on here. So while we're waiting for that, we're going to show you another example, okay? So let's do one that you haven't seen. Let's do this one. This is called Stay Pizza Friday. So you guys are going to play. I'm not going to play. And you guys never solved my game either. You guys never found it? No. You guys all went like, oh, the alien goes back to the ship. Oh, the alien goes back to the ship. Yeah. Every single time. Okay. Let me see if there is. Oops, too late. You guys ready? Huh? Yeah, those are different images that he just puts kind of on top of each other. And then input is the A. Excuse me? Yeah, it's a misspelling. It's a misspelling. Okay, you guys ready? Okay, A. Can you guys see this, or should I read it? Sven says, hey, I never text anyone unless it's an emergency. I need someone to help me pick up the pizza for today. I can't get delivery to school. They don't want me to spend any more on food for you guys. Will you help me?
No.
I love how it's just like simultaneously, yeah, no! I am going to go with... What do you say, Ashley?
Not yet.
Yeah? Nice, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Sven, so you notice they put a little thing in the back there. Okay. So Sven now sends you to the address. You need to go to 51st Street and Lexington. Current location, 6 East 16. How do you want to get there? Subway or taxi? So this requires knowledge of New York. You need to go to 51st and Lexington. You're at 16th. You want to go subway or taxi? What's the...
What is Google Maps? What's the best route?
I also...
Can we get reimbursed for the taxi?
That's a really good question. That's a really good question. Pizza Friday, so presumably afternoon.
I'm on Subway.
Subway? Okay, sounds like Subway is the consensus. You're at the train station. Which line would you prefer to take? Current location, Union Square Station. Would that get you to Lexington 51st? Yes. There we go. Six. Good catch. Thanks, John. That was the best way to get there. You can afford to be late. The pizza place does not know which order is yours. Was it so... Was it... Pizzas or 100? Current location, Pizza World. Pizza World.
How many people are in
BTA?
You want 100 pizzas? Okay, 50. Here we go. Oh, you're back at school with the pizza. But what floors do you go to? Current location, University Center. Enter a number between 1 to 7. So, by the way, as you guys are playing this, notice that each of the decision points here are more than 2, right? Because you can put in any number between 1 and 7. So he's got something set up that takes care of any of those things. But it doesn't mean that you need to create 7 branches. Like, maybe you only have 2 scenarios. Maybe the second, fourth, and fifth, and whatever floor does the same thing, and all the other floors does something else. So that's... Yeah. So what operator do you use in the if statement, if that's the case?
Or.
Exactly, or. You want to say second floor or third floor or... Yeah. So, just so you know, so this is actually easier than it looks, right? So which floor are you guys going to? Based on this picture.
Three.
Oh, wait, no, that's 6. Oh, it doesn't matter. 6. You want to go 6? Okay, let's go 6. You got lost. Current location, dot, dot, dot. You're late. Press F. Ta-da. You guys want to try that again? Okay. A. It actually doesn't restart. I'm going to have to play it again. So yes, you're doing this, right? And I'm doing Subway? Okay, I'm going to take the 6th line. And then 50 or 100? 50? Okay, what floor do you want to go to?
1.
No, you got lost on the first floor. Well, you guys got the previous stuff right, though. That takes work. By the way, what is this program?
What program? Processing?
What is thing that he's doing right now?
Oh,
exactly. Bouncing ball. Remember what I said about your homeworks? All you have to do is put all your homeworks together, and voila, it transforms into your midterm. Uh-huh. You have to display something else as your image. So in the loop, you have to decide what state you're in, and you find the state that you're in, and you display the image according to that level. Is that clear?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a draw. It's both giving us like a draw.
Yeah.
No, there's no extra sketch. Johnny, you want to explain?
Oh,
no.
Would
you like to? Can you explain, please?
No, I can't. I wonder the same thing. Like, I don't. Will each level, or like, should each level be built as separate functions outside of draw? Is that like the.
It could be, but everything will be evoked from draw.
So you're going to call all the functions in draw?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what that means is your levels, you have to know the state of you're in, right? So remember that slide with the numbers? This one? This is giving you the number for each level. So within draw, there's a way to figure out what to draw based on just that number.
So you'll do like, let's say, a mouse press function or like a T press function for, let's say, the T end. And then once you get to that, and you'll like define it, and then once you get to that stage, you do an if statement and draw. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. So basically, there's a number called like level or n that's giving you each of these numbers, right? And then in the draw, all you have to do is draw the thing corresponding to that level. But you have to update that number everywhere you go.
You update that number everywhere you go.
Yeah, because you have to go to the next level. So once you get finished with this level, you have to update which level you're going to depending on the user input.
How do you do that?
You ask for user input, and then if it's equal to this, then n equals some number. Otherwise, n equals some other number. And then when it goes to the other number, your draw is looping, right? Next time, the n tells you to go to the other thing that you're drawing. Does it make sense to everybody? The logic of this program?
So like if a scene, let's say, is defined by a function. So like basically each scene is kind of defined by a function, let's say it's either flex or keto and not keto. If we do that and it sets the background again and the scene again and everything, right?
Yeah.
The function within it is add a function later within it.
Mm-hmm. Function can be called anywhere. Functions is just kind of a shorthand. I mean, when you call the function, it'll do whatever it needs to do within that context.
Okay, then we just call it. Can we call that?
Yeah. You can call the function to draw, and you can call that function everywhere in the program where you need to draw something specific. You know, function is just a way to abstract that. So you could draw this whole thing in one real long thing, but to save you time, you make a function call. And say the function display an image on the screen and allow you to get input, right? That's a perfectly right combo to save yourself effort. Because in every level, you're going to probably do something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how you structure the program.
Alright.
Yeah. So when we go to object-oriented program, I will show you a better way to structure this. But right now, you can just do this. So kind of draw is keeping charge of what level you're in, and then it just draws the right thing for that level. You just have to make sure you're updating that number that indicates the level.
But if it's something that stays on a loop, it can't be defined as a function of the result, right? So like if throughout the entire thing, for example, like there's rain, if it's a different thing, as the rain is in the, let's say, if a function mouse press, does she do it in that one, or does she keep it?
If mouse press and n equals the rain level. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to take care of all the cases. It's not just mouse press anymore.
Okay. Got it.
Is it clear? It'll be clear, like when you build like 3, 4, 5 levels, you're going to understand. You're going to go, oh, I see. This is the cases that I need to figure out. Because if I don't take care of that case, then it's going to rain everywhere. You know, like you're going to see that. So I would just, like, I think it's just, you know, between today, tomorrow, Sunday, like really give a hack and build a good 4 or 5 levels of your thing working well, you know. And if it breaks a little bit, it's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. But just give an honest attempt to do that. And then by the time you get back here Monday, you're going to have something pretty reasonable to start with, to a template. Yeah. Okay, so we have a little bit of remaining time. I want to do self-introductions. And here's how it's going to work, right? You have a partner, right? And for most of you, it's going to be easy, but I think for JC and Ming, it'll be a little bit harder, but you guys are going to, you know, just go with it. What you're going to do is, when it's your turn, is you're going to say two things. One about yourself, and one about your partner. And I have to guess which one is true for yourself. So these are both true things, right? It's not the other game that we played earlier, where I say like five things, only one of them is true, you know? It's not that game, okay? You're saying two things, one about yourself, and one about your partner. Now the trick is, imagine I haven't given out the snacks yet and you're trying to acquire snacks. Imagine that. So you want to sort of like trick me into getting the wrong answer whenever humanly acceptable. So you probably want to give a detail that's unknown to me, or, you know, or cool fact or interesting something. But they both have to be true. It's just that one has to be about yourself and one has to be about your partner. You got it?
No.
You can talk to your partner. No. Those two over there, they can kind of have a little small chat right now. You can, it's okay. You guys can just kind of like. But everybody else, in fact, they'll just go last. So everybody else, we're gonna start with Ronnie back there. Yeah. Ronnie, self-introduction. No. That didn't reach the purpose. Okay, who's Ronnie's partner? Okay, we'll just collectively sit here for 10 seconds. And then Ronnie's going to stop. So you're going to say two things. One is true about yourself. One is true about John. And
I can talk to him.
No, I can't.
Okay.
You've got to talk to him the whole week. So, you know, you know each other pretty well by now. And if not, then I would say that the whole week is done. You guys want to guess, So that's someone's favorite color is orange, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's number one.
Another thing is my favorite song is Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing. Okay. Talk about anything that's true about you and or Ronnie. I mean, and Ronnie. I mean, you part's easy. You can just, right?
I'm blank in my mind.
About Ronnie?
Somebody else has something, right? They should go.
Okay, we'll let John think a little bit. Elena, do you wanna? You ready?
I need to say that.
Who's your partner?
Ashley.
Okay. You and Elena, who wants to go? There's some communication going on there. You want to try it? Try it. It's a mind bender. Yeah, exactly. But we have to guess which one is about you. Sounds like Dihan has something. Who's your partner? Phoebe? Okay, go ahead. So you're talking first. Okay. Wait, I can't.
I really like to collecting and buying all kinds of shoes. The second one is I really like buying sneakers. So
Wow, shoes is apply to every girl that I know. So I feel like Fifi wears sneakers more though. So I'm gonna say the shoes one is you.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I also like all kinds of sneakers. But if you said I like to buy sneakers, that would be wrong.
I didn't say that. I said you buy shoes. There you go. Yay.
Okay.
That's a really tricky one, by the way. That's a really tricky one, because you're doing the subset of the thing. It's like a programming thing. I'm trying to glitch the system.
So, one of us does yoga every day, and one of us really likes apples.
I'm saying you're the one that does yoga. Oh! Wait, you do yoga every day? Wow. Okay. And you like apples. This is great. I'm learning. Yeah, she's the one that does yoga every day, apparently. Wow. You learn something new. Good. Good job. And then, who's ready? Ashley, you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay. Ashley's ready now.
Oh.
like rats? I'm guessing you're the one that likes cats. You're the one that likes cats.
How does that apply to liking a rat? Or liking a rat?
Yeah, because it was in class a lot. Yeah, I said she's the cat person. Okay, Elena, good try, nice.
One of my
friends
was like, one of us lives
for
the dog, and one of us designed
a
website for
dogs. Oh, that's tough. No, okay. One of you designs a website with dogs. I have a feeling you're the designer of the website with dogs.
Me?
Yeah.
Not a dog.
Oh, you live with a dog.
Yes.
And you have a website.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good. See, you guys know all this stuff about each other that you didn't think you know. It's great. Deep knowledge. So, Zina, you want to go? Who's your partner?
Yulie.
Okay.
One of us designed a fitness app, and the other one lives in Asia.
Lives in what?
Asia.
I'm guessing you're the one that designed the fitness app.
No.
You're the one that lives in Asia? Okay, so we're going there now. I'm going to be in like trick mode there. Very nice. Nicely done. Syria. Okay. Saudi Arabia. Okay. That's really cool. This is a proper self-introduction.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, do you want to go?
One of our owner is graphics
design, and one of us is media. So, your major, the reason, is graphics design?
Nope.
No, I'm asking, what was the... Multimedia. Okay, that's tough. I mean, you know how to code a little bit, so I'm thinking it's probably multimedia.
Yeah.
You're graphic designer.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Almost gave it away. Brandy and Aviza, sorry.
I have relatives in Islamabad, Pakistan. I know how to render and write software.
Not a trick question, is it?
I have relatives in Islamabad, Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to render and write software.
I feel like this might be a trick question, but man, it's coming down to those 50-50. Do I know for sure that you know Rhino? That's the question. Look at her. She's just. I know. I'm still gonna say you're the one that does Rhino. And she does Rhino.
Yeah. I have both. Yeah, but it's
true. But it's true, yeah.
The first one is true for both, but...
Yeah, that's fine. Very nice. Very nice. So you know Rhino, then. You know Rhino.
Yeah.
All right, some of us are going to be asking you for help.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, very useful skill to have.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Not like work, like do your work.
Yeah. And what's the other one? Like, you like to
one
move?
One is like to move a lot.
Move as in like, you know, pick up my belongings and
yeah.
move? Or
yeah.
Like, or is it like moving from apartment to apartment? Man, this is tough. You seem very international. I'm going to say you're the moving.
Yeah.
Cool. And you like to work in coffee shops. Nice. Always there. Very cool. But you know the terrible thing is like, it's like getting mixed up in my mind. It's like, oh wait, who is the one that's right over here? You know, it's just like, that's cool. Alright, so, you guys.
One of us have a lot, and one of us make music.
Well, I know he makes music for sure.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling you're tricking me, so I'm going to say you make the music. What music do you make? Do you do drums or something? Or, oh, yeah, you guys should learn from each other. That's great. Yeah. And then, JC, you want
to? One of us has a sibling that model, and one of us model.
Whoa! This is like, you can't even draw it up right? This is like, this algorithm is like, oh, let me find the two people who are connected to Islamabad, Pakistan. Bam. Well, I know you model, so that takes care of that part. The question is, does she have a relative? That, was it a
sister.
A sister, right, sister. The question was, there's no way I'm going to know this. Like, do I know you have a sibling? I don't think I know that. So I'm going to say you're the model.
Who?
You. You're not. You're the one with a sister that models. But you don't model, though?
No.
So you're a model, Ming? You're a model? Wow. Cool. Okay, so I got one for you. Imaginary person. This is just for fun. One of us loves to eat scorpions. One of us loves to take fashion photography. Or has a business that takes fashion photography business.
They're both you.
Yeah. So I do a lot of weddings and things. Yeah, dance photography. It's a great job to have, yeah. It pays very well. No, the models are in demand. The photography people is just like, here. Yeah. Great. I think we have to go actually. So. Huh? Oh, we haven't done 6. Oh shit. We haven't done 6, right? Sorry, guys. I was. Oh, okay. So in that case, we actually have time to do something. So. Last time I showed you guys how to, you guys probably want to learn stuff that contributes to your text adventure, I'm guessing. And probably what you guys want is something that makes you stand out, like be like, whoa, shit, I have all this cool stuff, right? So there's a bunch of things we could attempt to do. Is anybody working maybe on like video or something like that? We could try that. Or we could do audio.
Yeah.
You guys want to try audio? Okay. So, honest to God, I don't remember how to do this, so I will take you through the step of how I would rediscover myself, kind of, you know? You guys love this. Okay, so first, you just do processing audio. Just do the stupidest thing. It's going to take you to sound, okay? so what I'm going to do, just because I like to preach what I preach, is I want to use the previous sketch and extend it further, okay? You guys should all do that, okay? So what I'm going to do is you guys, let me see, go back to day four. We're going to do the...
Which one is day four?
Just yesterday's.
The demo, okay, the
demo two. Let me see what map did again. I can't remember what the map was doing. Let me just see what the map was doing. Was it putting something on? Okay. Okay, so we're going to... Let's start with this one. Because everything's on there. You know, like being able to do a text, being able to do a... It's also good for Ashley too, I guess. And Ming. So I'm going to copy this. Oh, wait. Some people don't have this, right?
I have one.
Well, you guys just follow the law. You don't need it, right? So... Yeah, it's okay. I got it. I got you. Don't worry. So, I got you. So, everybody should be on Slack. Ming, are you on Slack? So, you need to open up a Slack thing. JC, do you want to try to help her? Yeah. So, meanwhile, I'm going to post this onto Slack. This is what we did yesterday. So, Ashley, you can follow along.
Yeah.
Is it 6 or is it 5? Okay, can you guys... It just says let out at 5:30. It's just, don't worry.
Okay.
Just don't worry. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's just letting out at 5:30. I think they just want you to make sure that you get out in time. Don't worry. So you guys all have that?
Yeah. So did we just start a new one again?
Yeah, and then I will give you this shoe. Although you can use any shoe you want. And then what you have to do is you have to download this shoe and put it in the data folder. Alright? So it looks like this. Data folder. And change the name of the shoe to... I mean, you could change it in the code too, but right now the name of the file name is fix_shoes01.jpg. So Ming, do you have this, or I can just give it to you? I think it'd be easier. So after this, we can get you onto Slack. But right now, I'll just. You do. It looks like this. It looks like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody got that? Everybody got it? Yeah? Okay. So now, we're going to put this in day 5, right? So I'm going to just I'm just going to change the name to day 5 demo audio. To be honest, I don't know if we're going to have to be finished on time, but we'll just kind of, you know, if you guys need to, you could come to the workshops later on, and, you know, we can continue this. Okay? So audio, and then remember the name of this folder? You see this? The name of this folder has to be the name of the file. So I'm calling it, I mean, you could actually just leave the name too if you don't mind. But I'm gonna rename mine this, okay?
Is it inside the folder of the file?
Yeah, so the folder is right here. This is true for all your sketches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go in there and that's the name of your file. Yeah?
Yes.
And then within that you have a data folder with whatever your JPEG is.
Okay.
And this is what we did yesterday. So what we did yesterday, if you want to look at the code, Ashley, is basically, get rid of this. Basically, I have a PIM thing called IMSH, okay? And then in this IMSH thing, you're going to load the name of this file, right? And then you're going to use the IMSH to put that on the setup, right? Okay? And in the draw, I'm going to draw the text, but in the mouse dragged, I'm going to basically change the color and basically draw circles within that. And I'm using the map function to kind of get different size circles and different colors up and down, basically. Okay? If you have questions about this, we can kind of just, you know, go over it later. But just familiarize yourself with this code. Okay, so now we're going to try to do audio, okay? And so what I did is I just searched audio processing, and it takes me to this guy. And it looks like it's a new sound library, right? So let's see. Let's go to tutorials, okay? And I'm going to look for audio of some sort. Sound, right here. I'm going to go into sound. Is everybody following how I'm getting to this point? I just went to tutorials and I went to sound, basically. And then I'm going to go down. I don't care about this, basically. Although you could read this. And then it looks like there's some very... So remember when we did the image and the text, it was very easy, right? You just go right to the... You know, it was the first thing that came up, and you just kind of copy the code and change it, right? So sound, it turns out, you know, not as straightforward. So you have to kind of go through and kind of figure things out. But what I want to train you guys to do is kind of look at really complicated code in a really sort of small, kind of fast fashion, like in a quick fashion. So this code, I don't actually understand all the details of, right? But I can just kind of look and find this kind of stuff that I need. So let's, for example, look at this code right here. I know it's really small. Okay. So I see that there's no actual sound files going on, so this is probably not what I want. Okay. So I need to find something with a sound file. You see what I'm trying to say here? I'm trying to find something that I'm playing something to, right? So I don't see that here. This looks like something to do with minis. Sample playback. That looks very promising, right? So I go into here, and I see this is the reason right here that it's not as straightforward as before, right? Because sound is a special library, which is not part of the regular processing package. So what this means is that in my file, so now I went back to the file, I have to put this statement, import. So you guys, are you guys at that page, by the way? So that is under example 3. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tutorial. If you can't find it, look at someone next to you. Okay. So you can actually read. You should read what they're doing. So they're saying, "Oh, this is a simple sampler. It's just playing some samples, load it, and playing back." But that's what we want, because all we want to do is play back, right? So when you're looking for code that you don't know, this is kind of the way to do it. Just be smart about navigating. Kind of look for file names, you know, because you're looking for something to play sound files, right? Okay, so the next thing you notice is that they have an array that we haven't learned yet, right? Files. So this is more like experience. But basically, if you remember the image thing that we did, this looks kind of like that. Because instead of the P image, now they have a sound file. So that's what I'm going to try. I'm going to say sound file. Sorry, sound file with a capital, right? And I'm not going to do the arrays yet. I mean, you know, doing this demo is kind of, because that's the thing we're doing next week. But I'm just not going to put this thing on there. And that's just because I know I'm not interested in an array of files. I just need one file to play first. So then I'm just going to call it file, right? Okay, let's actually call it the S file or sound file as opposed to X file. Okay. Then you look at the code and say, okay, well, I don't need to do octaves. You know, play sound is just basically saying how many samples you're going to play. I don't really care about that. Then you just, all you do is just look for a statement that's like this. You guys see this? Right? This is initializing something, right? So I want to now, in my setup, mimic that, right? So I declared an image. Now I'm going to declare a new sound file. Something like that. Right? I don't know if this is right yet. I'm just kind of guessing, okay? And then it looks like what's happening is that it's loading sound files using... So we, again, don't need this because in the loading of the sound file, we're going to have kind of one name that we're just going to give it. But in this case, what looks like it's happening is actually it's kind of initializing the sound file using the name, right? So maybe this is a little bit of experience, but by just by looking at this, what I can tell you is you need to do the following. You have a, I just sound file, like S file. It doesn't, you can use it file too, doesn't matter. Yeah. So, but first, I know that I put everything in processing in data folder, right? So I'm going to go look for a MP3 because, you know, MP3s are always good. Let me see if I have any MP3s lying around. Yeah, you can use anything. You don't have to use what I'm using. In fact, you can't, right? So go look for MP3. Go look for MP3 online, you know, whatever you want to do. Let's see.
You give me thing 5, you give me thing 4.
Huh? It's the same thing, you have to rename it.
Oh, okay.
But you don't have to rename it. For right now, you can just use that.
Okay.
Yeah, just use that file, yeah. Sorry, let me look for... Whoops. This will be a little bit easier. Okay, I'm gonna do this file. You guys will love this file. Okay. Yelling people. So put that in your data folder, just like I'm doing right now. I'm going to the folder that has this, and then put it with that shoe thing, right? Whatever you name it. I'm gonna copy the name. And I'm going to just try this. I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to try this. The reason I'm trying this is because, so now we're just putting the file name on there, is because I see something here that looks familiar. File sub I is equal to new sound file and this, I guess. Okay. Whoa. Sorry. I understand that this is not going to be like totally clear to you, but I'm just telling you, like, even if I don't know it, it doesn't stop me from doing it, is what I'm saying. This is kind of important. Do you guys? So, like, I am in the same boat as you guys. Like, I don't know how this works, but I'm just looking at what people have done and kind of just going with the flow. So when you guys don't, you know, like, for example, like, I know JC is working with some algorithm thing, right? So, and he doesn't necessarily know how to connect, like, directly. But again, like, I mean, it's more complicated in that scenario. But it's the same kind of idea where you kind of look for some code that works and kind of adapt it and just see if it works, try it out. Doesn't work, try to Google something. And probably easier than Googling is actually asking your peers. Because you ask your peers, they will give you that thing you need to do immediately. Google, you have to search for the right thing to be done. So it's actually harder in Google. Okay? Okay, so I'm going to try this. Oh, wait. I need to actually play the file, probably. So, let's see. Let's see what they're doing for the playing of the file. So, again, I'm just looking here for something where they talk about playing something. So, I found it. You guys see that? So, I actually don't know, but I think what happens is the audio file needs a reference, like a kind of there's no way to do this without more advanced learning, but kind of a copy, if you will, of its own frame. So it needs to know what's the parent that's calling it. Because for some reason, it needs to access that parent, audio system or graphic system.
Okay.
Right, so, it doesn't seem like it should either, but in this case, they just happen to, do that. Okay, so I found this thing that says that play rate, right? So what do I need now in terms of a programming perspective? Right. But I need to figure out rate, right? Do you see it? Because rate is a variable here. So what that means is if I get to this point, I just need to figure out what this guy is setting rate to. Right? Because once I figure that out, I'm going to use that same rate in my code. Right? So now let's see what's going on. Rate is a float, okay? And then what else happens to rate? Sorry, I'm not seeing rate anywhere else, actually. So, rate is a float.
What?
Here. Oh, okay. So what this means is, now I need to know what the octave is. So it's getting complicated. Okay. Right. Okay, so what that means is I want to download this code and run it, right? Okay, this is getting a little bit out of hand, but it's okay.
It seems like the library is not working.
Huh?
The library is not working because they try to import the processing of some server, but it said the processing sound cannot be recorded.
Okay, I know why that is. I can fix that. So what you do... So for those of you who are already there, you go to, so before doing all this crazy stuff, we're going to go here, right? We're going to go to, where is it? Import library. You guys with me? Okay. And then you're going to do add library. Okay. And then this is going to bring this guy. Are you guys with me? You sure? It's okay. And then you put in sound. Right? And this is the library that you need to install if you haven't installed it. Everybody get that? So you search for sound, you go to the Lotus Sketch import library, search for sound, download this library from the processing one. Oh yeah, that's great. So Ashley actually found something even better, right? So I downloaded the code and I was gonna run it, which you could do, but Ashley found this page, which has the sound file, and if you notice, it has what you need. You see that? It has what you need, and it looks like you don't even need to play arguments in the play. So basically, the default play will kind of give you what you want. So what that means is we're just gonna follow this, right? So in other words, we're gonna do this s file dot play. So is it working for everybody? Okay, let me see if mine was working first. Oh, it's working for me. I'm just gonna leave this playing.
Is this not working for the video? What if you have
So you know this is really easy, right?
Yeah.
The hard thing is to solve it and play it with a different file than maybe you like to.
This one.
You installed it, right? Does anybody want the equipment to sell?
Huh? Yeah,
you can sell.
You guys are squinting. This is perfect timing. So actually, all you need is everything that I have up here.
You need this one, you need this one, and you need this one. You get it? Import. You need to declare the sound file. And then you need to say sound file, S file equals new sound file. This thing. And then you need to do play. Or what you can do is you go to the link that Ashley has posted on Slack. Okay, so as an exercise between now and 5:30, 3 or something, see if you can stop the sound and play a different sound, song when you press the button. If you haven't figured it out by 15 minutes, it's okay. I'm just... So you're going to play some song initially, right? Or else, you know what? You don't even have to play a song initially. No, it's better if you play a song, never mind. Because then you get the exercise time to stop it. So, it plays whatever song you start with, right? And then when you press a key, whatever key you want, you're going to stop that song and play a different song. See if you guys can try to figure that out. Basically, you have to just set the file name differently when you've got that. Okay, so you can
You can do it with an array, but for right now, you just need two files, so, you know, it's easier. Next Monday. No, we're doing the how to use arrays. Yes, Wednesday. It's due on Wednesday. Yes. Monday. Monday we're just doing arrays and for loops, I think. Yeah. Yeah, you might be using that in your project. So, yeah, I guess it's just a little bit late, but. All right, I don't need this file. So actually, the link that Ashley sent us is very useful, just as a hint. It's got everything you kind of need. You finished?
Yeah.